You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Before we dive into the men's contest, would like to find the women's basketball scores and pass those along to you. Right now, frantically checking for one final basketball score in women's play. Otherwise, our score sheet is complete. And we've got it. So here are the women's basketball scores. Before we get into the men's game, it was Hastings over Dort, 88-67. Hastings is now 4-2 in the conference. Dort College falls to 2-5. Dort College with some work to do. Concordia upends Mount Marty, 109-86. Concordia 6-1. Mount Marty slips to an uncustomary and unfamiliar 0-6 in conference play. Northwestern downs Midland, 89-69. Midland falls to 5-2. Northwestern improves to 6-0. And it was Morningside evening their record at 3-3 with an 82-57 win over Nebraska Wesleyan. Nebraska Wesleyan falls to 0-6 in league play. Doan and Dakota Wesleyan will play this evening at 6 o'clock. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and that is an official wrap on the women's basketball game. We now turn the page and get into the men's contest. The Dort College Defender men come into today's game with a 13-1 mark, 6-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They hold a 10-game winning streak dating back to a loss to nationally rated Davenport on November 8. The Defenders, who are number 11 in the most recent NAI Division II men's basketball coaches poll. Dort College is scoring 93.4 points per game and allows 77.6 points per contest. The Defenders are converting 50.2% of their field goals and allow opponents to make 44.5% of their shots. They hold a 44.1 to 29.8 rebounding edge. Kyle Lindbergh's scoring average is 17.9 points per game, and his rebounding average is 10.4. He makes 54.1% of his field goals and averages a block shot a game and over two assists per game. Dalton Franken is good for 16 points per game and 4.4 rebounds. He's making 51.2% of his field goals. Austin Conchi has a 13.7 points per game average and has made 48.5% of his three-point shots. Tyler Walterstorff is the fourth player in double figures for scoring with an 11.7 average, and he gets 4.1 rebounds. Nate Rindles is good for 9.3 points per game, 5.2 rebounds. He leads the team with 53 assists in 14 games. David Denherter's scoring average is 8.0 off of the bench, and he gets 4.6 rebounds. Alex Terpstra adds 6.5 points per game. The Hastings men are 10-1 overall, 5-0 in the league, with a loss to Benedictine on November 8. Since then, the Broncos have won 8 in a row, with only two of the games decided by single digits. A 78-74 win at Morningside and a 78-71 win at Concordia. The Broncos are averaging 80.5 points per game and allow 69.5% shooting. Under first-year head coach Bill Gavers, he coached for several seasons in the high school ranks in central Nebraska and had very successful teams. Brady Lallman is good for 19.2 points per game. He was named the GPAC Player of the Week last week. He also averages 5.1 rebounds per game and has nearly 3 assists per game. Dylan Flynn is scoring 11.9 points per game and takes in 5.6 rebounds. Jake Amberger is scoring 10.4 points per game. By the way, Dylan Flynn learned before the contest he is out for the year with a torn Achilles, in effect ending his college basketball career, as he is over the limit in terms of games played this season to advance on, be granted a medical hardship. Tobin Reinwald, who sat out last season with a knee injury, scores 8.8 points per game. And Abu Fall is scoring 8.6 points per game. Hakeem Morrisand is the top assist man as he averages nearly 4 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We will get to the starting lineups in just a moment. We'll be having our national anthem shortly. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. And the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Here is your starting lineup, first of all, for the Hastings College Broncos and Coach Bill Gavers. 5-0 in the conference, 10-1 overall. They will start number one, Akeem Morrison. He's a 5'11 senior, averaging 5.3 points per game. Jake Hamburger is a 6'2 senior, averaging 10.4 points per contest. Number 13 is Brett Wells. Wells is a 6'4 senior, averaging 5.5 points per game. Number 15 is Brady Lallman, 6'2 senior, averaging 19.2 points per contest. And Abu Fall is a 6'7 senior, averaging 8.6 points per game. Off of the bench, Tobin Reinwald and Zach Lene, 6'4 and 6'5, respectively. For the Dort College defenders, they will start Nathan Rindles, a 6'1 sophomore from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 9.3 points per game. Number 21 is Austin Kachi, a 6'4 senior from Orange City, averaging 13.7 points per outing. Kyle Lindberg is a 6'7 senior from Margate, Florida, averaging 17.9 points per game. Dalton Frankens, a 6'5 freshman from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 16 points per contest. And Tyler Walterstorff, where's number 35? He's a 6'5 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 11.7 points per game. Off the bench for the defenders, Brian Sumner is a 6'2 freshman from Ankeny, 3.3 points per game. Patrick Nabla is a 6'2 freshman from Sauk Center, Minnesota, 1.2 points per game. Alex Terpstra, number 13, averages 6.5 points per game. He's a 6'4 freshman from Highland Ranch, Colorado. And number 53 is David Denherder, a 6'9 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 8.0 points per game. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Hastings, decked out in their road red. White numbers, or I should say white lettering, and gray numbers. For the Dort College defenders, they're in their home whites, black numbers trimmed out in yellow. We are set for basketball. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Opening tap controlled by the defenders. Pass comes right side of the basketball as Nathan Rindles. Rindles with the ball. Rindles picks up his dribble, passes left side over to Dalton Franken. Franken with the ball. Franken picks it up, right side goes over to Kachi. Kachi, Rindles. Rindles to Walterstorff. Walterstorff out front, Franken. Franken is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Jake Hamburger. Hamburger picks up personal foul number one. Well, Hastings College, they will pressure the ball all over the floor. They've done it effectively so far this season for 70 points, limiting teams to less than 70 points per game. Rindles with it on the right side. Looking down low, feeds it to Tyler Walterstorff, and Walterstorff is fouled on the play by Abu Fall. Fall commits the personal foul. Dort College will inbound the basketball, throwing it again. Again will be Rindles. Rindles looking. Rindles underneath Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the left hand. Good. Tyler Walterstorff with a two-point basket. Here comes Hastings. Akeem Morrison with the basketball. Akeem Morrison passes left side over to Lallman. Lallman with it, guarded there by Kachi. Dort College man-to-man defense. Pass to Morrison. Morrison comes back right side with it as Hamburger. Hamburger. Left side, Wells. Wells back over to Hamburger. Hamburger, three, got it. Jake Hamburger with the three-point basket. Hastings leads it 3-2. Back the other way, Rindles. Kachi. Kachi out front, Walthersdorf. Back to Franken. Franken, jumper perimeter, good. Dalton Franken with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 4-3. Back the other way, Lallman. Lallman down to the baseline. His fadeaway is good. Brady Lallman with the two-point basket. Dort College trails 5-4. Into the front court with the basketball is Lindbergh. Lindbergh in between the circles, passes over to Kachi. Kachi gets a screen out front. Left side, Rindles. Rindles puts it on the floor against Morrison. Double team, ball's down on the floor, picks it up, shovels it outside to Dalton Franken. Franken left side, Kachi. Kachi gives it up, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Hastings, man-to-man defense. Lindbergh, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, spin move, lays it up, good. Tyler Walthersdorf with 4 points. Dort College leads 6-5. 18-10 remaining in this first half. Bronco basketball. Broncos have it. Wells. Wells to Morrison. Morrison looking down low. Instead, they come back left side over to Lallman. Out front, Morrison. Morrison shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Kyle into the front court. Kyle feeds it left side, Franken. Franken, another jumper, swish. Dalton Franken with 4 first-half points. Dort College leads 8-5. 8-5 our score. Dort College up 3. Hastings basketball, Akeem Morrison. Morrison across half court. He comes back over to Hamburger. Hamburger with the basketball. He had a 3 earlier. Pass goes left side, Bronco basketball. They come back over to Hamburger. Hamburger, right side, Lallman. Lallman guarded by Kachi. Picks up his dribble, feeds it to Fall. Abu Fall, shot up and good. Abu Fall with the two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders lead 8-7. Rindles with the basketball, shakes his defender, gets it over to Tyler. Tyler back over to Rindles. Rindles, three, swish. Nathan Rindles with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 11-7. Pass left side, Hastings basketball. Franken holding his ground, short jumper, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Hastings basketball. Fall is out. Checking in is John DeWard. DeWard, a 6'6 sophomore with a little bit more girth than Lene. Lene still on the bench. He's also a post player. So they go with DeWard on the first rotation. They pass it to Lallman. Lallman guarded there by Rindles. Lallman puts up the three, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi ahead to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Sidesteps a defensive player. Gives it back over to Tyler. Tyler out front. Rindles. Rindles. Franken. Franken, 17-footer. Left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by the Broncos. Broncos with the basketball. Lallman pulls up. 17-footer. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi over to Rindle. 16-20 left to play first half. It's been a frantic first 3 minutes and 40 seconds in this one, and a blocking foul called as Dalton Franken takes it hard to the rack. Blocking foul is going to go on John DeWard, his first, team's third. Well, if this is any indication, you're going to burn a lot of calories today between these two teams. My goodness, up and down they have gone. Just a little over 3.5 minutes into this contest. First free throw by Franken, rims it, no good. Another free throw on the way for Dalton. He's a 75% free throw shooter. Tyler Walthersdorf is out. Checking into the contest is Den Herder. Another free throw on the way for Dalton Franken. Franken will try to extend the lead to 5 and misses that one off the heel. So a couple of missed free throws. Dort College unable to expand the lead. And here come the Broncos. Morrison with the basketball. Morrison out front. Picks up his dribble. Passes over to Lallman. Lallman in the lane. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken with the basketball. He'll bring it up court himself. Hastings able to retreat defensively. They shovel it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh left side, Rindles. Rindles into the lane. Puts up the floater. It's good. Nate Rindles with a two-point basket. He's got 5. Dort College leads 13-7. 13-7 our score. Hastings with the basketball. They pass it left side. Give it up, Hamburger. Hamburger, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Rindles in the corner. Nate Rindles with the basketball. Rindles checking the defensive player. Gives it up, Kachi. Kachi in the lane, stripped on the way up. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings Hamburger. Hamburger lost it. It's taken away by Rendles. Rendles with the basketball ahead to Kachi. Kachi glides in. Layup good. Austin Kachi with a two-point basket. North College leads 15-7. Timeout on the floor. Charged to Hastings. Back with more after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leads 15-7. We've just got a start to this ball game. Nice start to it. Just about 5 minutes into it. Hastings with the basketball after the timeout. They pass it left side over to Lallman. Lallman gets a ball screen. They go to the pick and roll. Kick out right side Morrison. Morrison feeds it down low to Lene. Lene with the basketball. Zach Lene plants himself. Kicks it back outside Morrison. Morrison gives it up. Left side, driving in is Tobin Reinwald. Kick out Morrison. Morrison, jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Brian Sumner. Here comes Dort College. Ahead to Kachi. Kachi with it on the right wing. Kachi, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner gives it up left side. They go underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh facing up. Nothing there. He's going to try to back his way in against the defensive player. Instead, comes back over to Sumner. Sumner, Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Took the three. Dort College settled for a jumper that time. Here comes Hastings with the basketball. Lallman. Lallman gives it up. Morrison. Morrison in between the circles straight on. Passes right side Lallman, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. And the foul's going to go on Dort College, and Brian Sumner, his first. Morrison will check out of the contest. Throwing the ball in left side will be Lallman. Lallman to throw it in. Lallman looking. Lallman gets it in to Lene. Lene over the basketball. Lene leans his way in, puts it up, blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound taken away out long by Reinwald. Dort College in a zone, it appears. They look for fall down low. Instead, they go Reinwald. Reinwald travels with it. No, they're going to call a tie-up. It'll be Hastings basketball. Hastings with the basketball on the tie-up. Our officials today, Luke Langner, Chad Schlagel, and Ron Jackson. Shot clock should have stayed at 21 on the jump ball call. And Hastings will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Lallman will throw it in. Lallman looking. Gets it into the corner. Hastings with the basketball. This is Carson Blum. Blum gives it up. Fall. Fall puts it up, and a foul from behind called on David Den Herder. Den Herder's just picked up his first personal. Team foul number two. And Abu Fall will go to the free throw line. So Fall will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He is a 59% free throw shooter. They're going to call that one on Rendles instead. Beg your pardon. So Rendles has just picked up his first personal. Free throw by Fall, no good. 8-point advantage for the defenders. Another free throw on the way for Fall. Second free throw by Fall is good, so Abu Fall makes them both. He's got three, and the Dort College defender lead is 7 at 15-8. Tyler Walterstorff for the basketball. Hands it off to Nate Rendles. Rendles out front working against the Hastings defense. Lallman with the steal at midcourt. Comes away to Reinwald. Reinwald layup good. Tobin Reinwald with the layup on the other end after the turnover by the defenders. It's 15-10. With the basketball left side, it goes Kachi. Kachi out front Sumner. Sumner reverses right side Rendles. Rendles out front Kachi. Kachi, floater in the lane, is no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Carson Blum. Blum whistled for the personal. And Austin Kachi will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 13-19 remaining. Austin Kachi to the charity stripe, shooting a pair. High-energy game so far. Austin's first free throw is good. Kachi is a 91% free throw shooter. He's got another one coming. Dort College leading 16-10. Another free throw on the way for Kachi, the senior from Orange City. That one's short and rolls in. Austin Kachi makes them both. He's got 4 points, and the defenders lead 17-10. Hastings basketball down 7. With the ball out front is Carson Blum. Blum with the basketball. Blum setting the offense. He passes left side over to Lallman. Lallman They go to Fall. Fall off of the glass, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter. Den Herter with the basketball, Rendles. Rendles presses it into the front court, Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball, drives in, and he is fouled on the play. Foul came before the shot. Dort College will be shooting, will not be shooting free throws yet. That foul called on Hastings and Zach Lanay, and they're going to give Tyler Walterstorff two shots on that situation. I am surprised at that. Four players checking in for the defenders at the next break, and that'll be in between free throws here. Walterstorff misses the front end of the two-shot situation. Dort College has a team, 70% free throw shooters. Everyone checks in. Everyone leaves the floor except for the shooter, Tyler Walterstorff. So there's your five. Lindberg, Franken, Walterstorff hits it off the heel, no good. And Terpstra and Nabla on the floor right now for the defenders. Dort College with a 17-10 lead. Dort College is 2 of 6 from the free throw line, though, so far. Right side pass is Reinwald. Reinwald with the basketball. They go right side to Morrison. Morrison with the basketball. Morrison, they give it up Lene. Lene drives in, and he's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called on Hastings. Checking out of the game is Lene. Checking into the contest is Brett Wells. Walterstorff will get the ball inbounded to Nabla. Nabla will bring it up. He hands it off instead to Walterstorff. Walterstorff will run the point. Terpstra on the baseline. They feed it to the post. Lindberg. Lindberg 12 feet out on the baseline, trying to back his way in. Kick out pass to Franken. Franken, Terp. Terp right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff gets a step, puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound fought for, and we've got a foul over the top called on Nabla. Well, somehow Walterstorff was able to snake his way in, got a pretty good look at the basket, but was unable to finish it. .12-08 left to play in the ball game in the first half. Hastings trailing Dort College 17-10 with the basketball as Blum. Blum goes right side. They feed it left wing back over to Blum. Blum with the basketball, Reinwald. Reinwald shovels it off, Lene. Lene, nothing there. And we've got 3 seconds of the lane called on Hastings College and Zach Lene. Lene kicked it out and then didn't leave the lane. Once he did that, it got to be pretty tough. 11:47, had to leave the lane immediately to not pick up that 3 seconds violation. Patrick Nabla with the basketball on the left side. Nabla passes to Walterstorff. Walterstorff shakes and has it tapped away from him by Lene. Zach Lene taps it away. This is a senior-dominated ball club. 5 starters who are all seniors. They bring a couple other players off the bench who are seniors, and really Tobin Reinwald, for all intents and purposes, a senior as well. He got a medical hardship last year with a knee injury. Right side pass goes to Lindberg. Lindberg drives in and kicks it out of bounds as it's tapped away from him. Had the step, but a defensive player for Hastings reached in and stripped it, knocked it off of his shin out of bounds. It'll be Hastings basketball. Akeem Morrison with the basketball. Akeem Morrison bringing it up against Nabla. They pass left side over to Wells. Wells to Reinwald. Reinwald back right side. It goes Morrison. Morrison with the basketball. Morrison with it on the right wing. Morrison drives right side. Nothing there. Back to Wells. Wells to Reinwald. Reinwald down to the baseline. Hesitates. Double clutches. Shot is good. Tobin Reinwald with a 2-point basket. He's got 4, and the defender lead is 17-12. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra hands it off to Lindberg. Lindberg has it taken away from him. And now a travel called on Hastings. On the other end, Brett Wells saw Kyle Lindberg closing, and he didn't go up strong with it. Instead, he double-clutched it, and he ends up losing it on the turnover. He traveled with the basketball. It'll be Dort College basketball. Tyler Walterstorff to throw the ball in for the defenders. Dort College leading 17-12. Bringing the basketball up will be Rendles. Rendles on the right side with it. Uses his left-hand dribble now, trying to spin away from Morrison. Comes back to Tyler. Tyler to Franken. Dalton fading away from 15. Rattled it out. No good. Rebound taken away by Lene. Lene with the basketball. Hastings down by five. Broncos have the basketball. Morrison. Morrison, they feed it over to Lohman. Lohman guarded there by Kachi. Lohman underneath Lene. Lene, and we've got a blocking foul called on Tyler Walthersdorf. And it certainly looked like Lene took a couple extra steps on the way to the basket. But no call made. Walthersdorf set up a little too deep under the basket. He'll check out of the ballgame, and Hastings chipping away at what was at one point an eight-point lead at 15-7. Free throw on the way for Brett Wells, trying to complete the three-point play. So the free throw coming. This one's up and good. Three-point play for the Broncos. York College leads 17-15. Kyle Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh with it. Picks up his dribble, goes right side over to Kachi. Kachi out front, Franken. Franken with the basketball. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi to Rindles. Rindles on the wing. They feed it down low, Den Herder. Den Herder working against Lene. Dumps it back over to Rindles. Rindles can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. Nate Rindles has it halfway down, and it rims back out. He'll go to the free throw line for a pair. Foul called on Jake Hamburger. Hamburger whistled for his second personal foul. Abu Fall waiting at the bench to check back in for the Broncos. Free throw by Nate is up and good. Six first half points for Rindles, and the defenders lead 18-15 pending another free throw. Second free throw on the way for the sophomore from Boulder, Colorado. This one's up and good. Rindles is a 90% free throw shooter. He makes both of them that time. Dort College leads 19-15. Well, this one has the earmarks of a defensive struggle before it's all said and done. With it out front is Hamburger. Hamburger gives it up. Lohman. Lohman, short jumper is good. Brady Lohman with 4 points. Defender lead is 19-17. Into the front court, Rindles. Rindles to Den Herder, and Den Herder travels with it. David unable to handle the pass. Rindles was able to create problems with the penetration. And now the Broncos come back the other way with the basketball. This is Morrison with it. Morrison to Hamburger. Hamburger with the basketball. Hamburger in between the circles out front. He passes to Lohman. Lohman with the ball. Lohman's going to put it on the floor against Kachi. Comes back over to Wells. Wells to Morrison. Morrison at the free throw line. He comes back out to Hamburger. Hamburger with the basketball. Wells. Wells to Morrison. Morrison puts up the three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Franken. And here comes Dort College. Dalton Franken. Left side Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh trying to drive in. Gets it back over to Franken. Franken back over to Kachi. Kachi used up his dribble. Back out front, Rindles. Rindles driving in, scoops it up. Good. Two-point basket, Nathan Rindles. Dort College leads 21-17. Hastings basketball out front. Morrison, 8:35 and counting first half. Broncos have the basketball. They give it to Lohman. Lohman, jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh has the ball into the front court, guarded there by Wells. Lindbergh still has the dribble alive, looking for the isolation possibly. Instead, they go over to Rindles. Rindles, Franken, Franken, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi has it on the right wing. Gets a screen from Den Herder. High archer, in and out, no good. There for the tap in is Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a putback. First points of the day for Kyle Lindbergh. Dort College leads 23-17. Hamburger over to Morrison. Morrison with the basketball. Gives it up Lohman. Lohman with the basketball. Right side Morrison. Morrison looking down low for a Abu Fall. Fall working against Den Herder. Den Herder not giving any ground. Morrison with it on the right wing. Morrison lost it. Picks it back up. 15 to shoot. Comes back over to Wells. Wells jumper good. Brett Wells with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 23-19. 7:35 left to go in the first half. Rindles with the basketball, working on Morrison. Goes left side, Franken. Franken underneath, shovels it to Den Herder, and Den Herder is fouled on the play. David will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 4-point advantage for the defenders, 23-19. And David Den Herder will go to the free throw line to shoot two. David, a 64% free throw shooter. First free throw by David is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Den Herder. Den Herder with his first point of the day. Lindbergh is out. Walterstorff is in. Nate Rendles comes over for some sideline instruction from Coach Ross Dama. Second free throw by Den Herter is good. He's got two. And the defender lead is 25-19. Hastings basketball, Morrison. Morrison with it, goes left side to Lohman. Lohman underneath, Abu Fall. Abu Fall, soft touch with the left hand, he's got five. He's going to be a matchup problem all day. 8.6 points per game, his average. Shot no good, rebound taken away by Tyler. Tyler in the lane, puts it up, can't get it to go. There for the tap-in is David Den Herter. Den Herter cleaning up the garbage. Stuart College leads 26-21, 6:50 left to go in the first half. Bronco basketball, right side, it goes to Reinwald. Reinwald gives it up, Morrison. Morrison well beyond the three-point line. He comes back over to Fall. Fall puts it on the floor, crosses over, puts it up, shot no good, but a foul on the play, and that's going to go on Den Herter, I believe. Yes, David Den Herter picks up the personal, his first. Sumner and Vermeer waiting at the bench for the defenders. Austin Vermeer is going to get a little run here in the first half. Abu Fall will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He's 1 for 2 today. It's about what he is for the season. Free throw by Fall is up, no good. Another one on the way. Franken is out. Den Herter is out. North College going with a little smaller lineup. Let's see what Austin can do here. The freshman from Pella had a monster junior varsity game on Thursday night at 34 points against Dakota Wesleyan. Another free throw on the way for Fall, trying to make it a five-point game, and he rattles it in. 2 for 4 is Fall from the free throw line today. Dort College leads 26-22. Rendles brings it up against with Walterstorff. Walterstorff left side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner passes left side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff right side, Rendles. Rendles with the basketball, gives it back over to Walt. Tyler with the basketball, Sumner. Sumner with the ball back over to Walt. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Kachi. Kachi trying to feed it down low to Vermeer. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Abu Fall. Here comes Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. It's 27-22, beg your pardon. Dort College up by 5. Three-pointer, no good. Long rebound, though. Reinwald and Sumner wrestling for it. And ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Hastings basketball. Lindbergh is in. Terpstra is in. Kachi and Walterstorff check out. Broncos will throw it in. Dort College by 5, 27-22. 27-22, our score. Pass goes into Lohman. Lohman, swing pass right side to Blum. Blum with the basketball. And now we've got a foul called away from the ball. Who's it going to go on? That's going to go on Dort College's number 43, and I believe that is Vermeer. So Austin Vermeer picks up the personal. Fresh 35 for Hastings to work with. Fall puts it up in traffic, good. Abu Fall with 8 first half points, and the Dort College lead is 27-24. Right side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, back over to Terpstra. Terpstra at the top of the key. Terpstra's pass is deflected out. Last touch by Hastings and Blum. 5:32 left to go in the first half. Inbounding will be Rendles. Rendles gets it into Sumner. Sumner with it back over to Rendles. Rendles to Lindbergh. Lindbergh working against Lene. Comes back to Sumner. Sumner catches, fires a three. Off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald into the front court, trying to make it a cut into the three-point lead. His short jumper in the lane as he rises above. He knocks it down. He's got six. 27-26, Dort College by a point. With a basketball is Rendles. Rendles over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh gives it up Terpstra. Terpstra puts it on the floor down to the baseline. His tough shot, no good. And here comes Hastings with a chance to cut into the lead further, or take the lead, I should say. Reinwald out front. Blum. Blum with a basketball. Blum puts it up. Shot no good. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Terpstra, Vermeer, Sumner all check out. Dort College a little quick on the offensive end that last time. Nate Rendles will bring it up. Dort College will go to a set play. With it out front is Rendles working against Blum. Comes right side over to Kachi. Kachi feeds it down low for Den Herter. Den Herter throws it away. Spun on the baseline. Thought he had a man open. Instead, Reinwald comes back the other way and gives Hastings the lead. Tobin Reinwald with 8 first-half points. North College trails Hastings 28-27. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the North College defenders. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. 28-27, the Hastings College Broncos have scored 6 in a row. Beg your pardon, 7 in a row. They were down 27-21. Since then, though, they've scored 7 in a row. They've taken the lead at 28-27. Dort College calls a timeout. 4:25 left to play in the first half. Rendles into the front court. Hastings defensively playing about as hard as I've ever seen them play in my 13 years of covering GPAC basketball. Are you telling me he didn't... 4:15 and counting. Hastings gets the ball on the turnover. Hastings with the basketball. This is Lohman. Lohman into the lane. Nothing there. Comes back over to Blum. Blum with the ball. Blum gives it up to Lohman. Lohman with the basketball. Comes back left side. Three-pointer on the way is good for Reinwald. Reinwald with the three-point basket. Dort College trailing 31-27. 31-27 our score. Rendles into the lane. Puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound saved in by Reinwald, and it's controlled by Hastings, and the Broncos right now on the run. With it is Blum. Blum comes over to Lohman. Hastings feeling it. Here's Lohman again. Three, no good. Rebound taken away by Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles ahead to Franken. Franken with it on the left side. Franken puts it on the floor, gives it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh has it poked away from behind by Lene. It'll be Dort College basketball as it goes out of bounds on the baseline. 3:20 remaining. With it on the left side, throwing the ball in will be Rendles. Rendles looking, still looking, and chasing it into the backcourt will be Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. 3:15 and counting, first half. Broncos leading by 4. Lindbergh puts it up, and he's fouled on the play, and Ron Jackson makes the call down on the far end. And this time it's Bill Gavers who is unhappy with the call. Ball's going to go on Zach Lene, his second. Free throws on the way for Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a bucket so far today. North College trailing 31-27. 2 free throws coming. 3:12 left to go in the first half. First free throw by Lindbergh is good. Second free throw on the way for Lindbergh. This one's up with the left hand and off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken outside Kachi. Kachi, three ball, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken again, and Franken is fouled on the play by Brett Wells. So Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line to shoot two, a 1-1. A 1-1 opportunity coming here for Dalton Franken. 31-28 our score. So Franken, front end of the 1-1. It's up and good. He's got 5 first half points. And an opportunity to make this a 1-point ball game. In effect, a 3-point possession for the defenders on 3 free throws if he can make it, and he does. Dalton Franken with 6 points. Dort College trails 31-30. Hastings basketball, Morrison. 3 minutes remaining, first half of play. Broncos pass left side, Lohman. Lohman gives it up Reinwald. Reinwald guarded by Frank, and his turnaround is good. Reinwald with another 2. 13 points in the first half. Dort College trails 33-30. Franken down to the baseline. Lost it. Out of bounds. It'll be Hastings basketball. Franken put it on the floor against pretty heavy pressure. 2:40 remaining, first half. Hastings basketball, Morrison. Morrison has it on the left wing, gives it over to Lohman, and we've got a foul on the play called against Hastings College and an illegal screen called on John DeWard. No, that's going to be on Reinwald. Reinwald called for the personal foul. That's his first. And Dort College bringing it up with Rindles. Dort College down three, 33-30. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg gets it back over to Kachi. Kachi on the left wing. Austin with the basketball down to the baseline. Cut off. Lallman traps him there. Comes back over to Den Herder. Den Herder with the ball. Now to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Lindberg back outside. Three-pointer. Rindles, no good. And a fight for the basketball, and the foul's going to go on David Den Herder, I believe. David Den Herder picks up the foul on the rebound. That's his second. We'll walk the other way and shoot free throws with Hastings. And Abu Fall will shoot a one and one. Tubb and Reinwald will check out of the contest. Blum will check in. And Abu Fall, who has gone 2 for 4 so far from the free throw line, will shoot a free throw here. Free throw is up and no good. Fight for the basketball. It's saved in by Hastings. No, they say the player was out of bounds. Brett Wells, that is. And Dort College will have the basketball, trailing by 3. 2 minutes remaining. Bringing the basketball up will be Rindles. Rindles working against Morrison. Rindles out front, Franken. Franken driving in, and we've got a blocking foul called on the Broncos. And Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. That's foul number 2 on the Broncos. I believe Carson Blum. Blum whistled for his second. 1:50 left to go in the first half. So the free throw on the way here for Franken, and it's double bonus time. Free throw by Franken is good. Dalton with 7 first half points. Dort College trails by 2. Another free throw on the way for Franken. Franken, right-handed free throw, trying to cut it down to 1. And he does so. Puts that one cleanly through, and the defenders trail by 1, 33-32. Morrison with the basketball. Morrison passes left side, Wells. Wells kick out, Morrison. Morrison looking down low for Abu Fall. Fall with the basketball. Fall working against Den Herder. Den Herder trying to hold his ground. Gets it back over to Reinwald. Reinwald rattles it, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken hands it back over to Rindles. Dort College down a point. 1:20 left to go in the half. Right side pass, Lindberg, and it's taken away. Here comes Hastings and Wells. Wells layup, good. Brett Wells with a 2-point basket. He's got 7, and the Broncos lead 35-32. Dort College, a costly turnover. Dort College with the basketball, Lindberg. Lindberg looking down low, comes back to Franken. Franken on the baseline. Franken puts it up in traffic, can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. Foul called on Hastings and Abu Fall. That's his second, I believe. Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line for 2 more. Well, Bill Gavers voicing his displeasure with Chad Schlegel at the moment. Dalton Franken makes his 5th free throw in a row. And the defenders trail by 2, 35-33. Another free throw coming. 57.7 seconds left to go in the half. Second free throw for Franken. Puts it up with the right hand, and good. Dalton Franken, 6 for 8 from the charity stripe. Dort College trails 35-34. Hastings basketball. Morrison with the basketball. Akeem picks it up. He passes right side. Gets the return pass out front, Lallman. Lallman to Akeem Morrison. Morrison guarded there by Rindles. Here's Reinwald. Reinwald lost it. It's picked off by Lindberg. Lindberg gliding in. Slam dunk! Lindberg throws it down, and the Dort College defenders lead 36-35. Hastings will hold for the final shot of the half. 36-35 our score. Bronco basketball. 20 seconds left to go in the half. Hastings will call for a set play. 13 seconds left in the half. Lohman passes left side, Wells. Wells to Morrison. Morrison with the basketball, Lohman. Lohman's going to drive in, strip, taken away by Kachi. Kachi lets fly at the buzzer, no good. That's the end of the half. Our score, York College 36, Hastings 35. Entertaining basketball at the DeWitt Gymnasium today. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with the second half, or a recap of the first half of play right after this. This is York College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
What can that?
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, the Dort College Defenders. Leading Hastings College at halftime, 36-35. Dort College grabbed the early lead, led by as many as eight at 15-7. Had a seven-point lead as well at, beg your pardon, a six-point lead at 27-21. Seven unanswered by Hastings, and in fact, by the time the run was over, a 10-0 run by the Broncos turned that six-point deficit into a four-point advantage at 31-27. York College came back to within one again at 31-30 and 33-32 and 35-34. And a thunderous dunk by Kyle Lindbergh off a steal made it 36-35. Hastings turned the ball over on their last possession of the first half. And the York College defenders go into the locker room leading 36-35. York College led by Dalton Franken's 10 first half points, while the Broncos were topped by Tobin Reinwald's 13 points in a reserve effort. 36-35, York College leading Hastings at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the numbers right after this. This is York College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, the York College Defenders. Leading Hastings 36-35 at halftime. York College 11 of 23 from the floor, 1 for 5 on threes, 13 for 18 on free throws. That comes out to 47.8% from the floor, 20% on threes, 72.2% on free throws. For Hastings, 50% from the floor on 15 of 30 shooting, 2 of 9 on three-pointers for 22.2%, and 3 for 6 on free throws for 50%. York College rebounding Hastings 18-13. Turnovers, York College 10, Hastings with 7. Individually, York College led by Dalton Frankens, 10 points. Nathan Rendles had 9. 5 in the first half for Kyle Lindbergh, 4 for Austin Kachi, 4 for Tyler Walterstor, 4 for David Den Herter, for their total of 36. For Hastings, 13 for Tobin Reinwald, 6 of 8 from the floor, including 1 of 2 on threes, 7 for Brett Wells. 8 points for Abu Fall, 7 for Wells, as I said, 3 for Jake Hamburger, 4 for Brady Lohman, for their total of 35. Tobin Reinwald with 5 rebounds in the first half. York College's Dalton Franken with 5 rebounds in the first half as well. 3 for Kyle Lindbergh, Austin Kachi, and Nathan Rendles with 2 each. David Dinnerherder also with 2 rebounds. 3 different players have 1 assist for the defenders. 6 different players have an assist for the Broncos. 2 steals for Brett Wells. York College has 3 different players with 1 steal each. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is York College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The York College defenders leading Hastings at halftime, 36-35. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investors. 712-395-0764. Scores in the conference today: Concordia leads Mount Marty at halftime, 37-27. Midland over Northwestern, 46-31 at half. No report on Nebraska Wesleyan and Morningside. Doan and Dakota Wesleyan will play this evening. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Second half basketball on the way. It'll be Dort College basketball as we open up the second half of action. So Dort College will go with their original starting five, and Hastings will also counter with their original starting five. With it on the right side is Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles looking. They get it out front, instead over to Kachi. Kachi guarded by Lohman. They pass it over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff looking against Fall. Walterstorff into the lane. His shot drew the contact. Is good. Tyler Walterstorff with 6 points. Dort College leads 38-35. Hastings with the basketball. Morrison. Morrison with it at the center jump circle. 19:25 left to go in the ballgame. Morrison with the basketball on the right side. Morrison has it on the wing. He comes back over to Hamburger. Hamburger to Morrison. Morrison, Lohman. Lohman with the basketball. Lohman to Hamburger. Hamburger reverses Morrison. Morrison, jumper three, missed it, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Morrison, not a sharp shooter. He is 12 of 39 from three-point range this season. It comes out to about 30%. Pass left side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff gets around his man, lays it up with a right hand. Good. Tyler Walterstorff with 8 points. Dort College leads 40-35. Back-to-back buckets by the defenders to open up the second half of play. Both of them by the junior from Sioux Center, Tyler Walterstorff. Lohman with the basketball. Backdoor cut. Layup is good, and they count the basket and a foul on the play. Dalton Franken commits the foul. Franken picks up his first, and the bucket is good for Wells, and Brett Wells will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Trying to cut it down to a two-point ball game. Wells, free throw is up, good. Wells makes it a 40-38 ball game. He's got 10 points, and a foul on the play called on Morrison. Morrison whistled for the personal, and he can't believe it. Austin Kachi will inbound the basketball in front of the Dort College bench, immediately to my right. Kachi looking, gets it into Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Picking him up will be Hamburger. Back over to Kachi. Austin underneath Franken. Franken shot no good, but he's fouled on the way up, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Dalton Franken to shoot a couple free throws. Akeem Morrison picks up his third, I believe. And free throws on the way for Dalton Franken. Franken with 10 points today. Six of them on free throws. First free throw by the freshman from Atlantic is good. He's got 11. Another free throw on the way for Franken. Morrison will check out of the ballgame. He looks like he's coming up lame. Limped off of the floor, favoring his left foot. Also has three fouls, so that may be contributing to the injury. Dalton Franken makes both free throws. Defenders lead 42-38. Hastings basketball running the point now will be Carson Blum. Blum with the basketball. Blum with it right side. They pass it out front. Lohman. Lohman into the lane. Comes back outside to Hamburger. Hamburger cut off by Walterstorff. Dort College in a matchup zone, it appears to me. Pass comes back over to Lohman. Lohman will launch the three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken over the basketball. 4-point lead for the defenders. Franken up the floor. Back over to Kachi. Kachi puts it up. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. And coach Bill Gavers out near midcourt. He wants a timeout. Austin Kachi will be shooting free throws when we resume play right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR, 88.5 FM, and Coach Bill Gavers meets his team out on the floor. That's never a good thing for the team. We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Free throws on the way for Austin Kachi. First one is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Austin Kachi. And Kachi makes that one as well. He's got 4 points, and the Dort College defender lead is 44-38. Dort College wants a defensive stand. 17:50 left to go in the half, in the ball game, that is. Hamburger goes out front. Lallman. Lallman in the lane, puts it up, block. Walthersdorf comes down with it. Now they're going to call the late foul. I'm not going to say there wasn't a foul, but it was awfully late in coming. Tyler Walthersdorf had gone up and nearly secured the rebound by the time that... And free throw on the way for Lallman is up and good. Another one on the way. So another free throw on the way for Lallman, trying to make it a four-point ball game. That's foul number three, by the way, on Walt. So he's going to have to play through that. Brady Lallman with 6 points. Stuart College leads 44-40. With the basketball is Rindles. Rindles wants a ball screen. He gets one. Rindles underneath. Intended for Lindberg. Taken back by Hastings. Steal by Lindberg. Lindberg one-on-one. He'll bring it in. Put it down. And Lindberg finishes it off. Lindberg with the two-point basket. He's fouled in the act of shooting, and he'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play, and that is foul number three on Carson Blum. Blum whistled for the personal. Hamburger checks out of the ballgame. Checking back in is Tobin Reinwald. York College opening up a six-point advantage, 46-40. Free throw on the way for Lindberg. Left-hander, strong, down off the back iron, good. 8 points for Lindberg. York College leads 47-40. Hastings with the basketball, Blum. Blum with it right side, Lallman. Lallman guarded there by Kachi. Comes back left side, Reinwald. Reinwald with the basketball out front. They give it on the curl to Lallman. Lallman dumps it off. Shot is blocked by Lindberg. Ball is loose. And a foul on the play called on Kyle Lindberg. They're going to call the foul on Kyle Lindberg on the block shot. Zach Lene will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw by Lene is good. Another free throw on the way for Lene. And this one's up and good as well, so he makes them both. York College leads 47-42. Pass comes left side, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf left side over to Franken. Dalton with the basketball, Kachi. Kachi to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, York College playing with a 5-point lead. Dalton Franken, left side it goes, Kachi. Kachi, will he get a ball screen? He won't. Comes back over to Rindles, 15 to shoot. Back to Dalton. Dalton rises up, three, got it! Three-point basket, Dalton Frank, and he's got 15, and the defenders lead 50-42. With the basketball, coming back the other way is Reinwald. Reinwald with it, comes back over to Lallman. Lallman to Reinwald. Reinwald with the basketball, Hamburger. Hamburger gives it up, Lene. Lene backing his way in, puts it up, shot no good, rebound tapped out. It's down on the floor, Dort College comes up with it, it's loose, picked up by Kachi. Kachi with a basketball. 3-on-2 break. Here they come. Rindles. Rindles unable to control it. Lallman heading back the other way. And Tyler Walthersdorf has just picked up his fourth at midcourt. And I believe David Denherger was waiting at the scorer's bench to check in. Ty will check out. And team foul number four on the defenders. Hastings will have it at midcourt. 16-12 remaining. York College a little overzealous on that last possession. Walthersdorf with it. Now we've got a foul called the other way. That's going to go on Hastings. And that's going to go on Abu Fall. And that, my friend, may have been a makeup call. 16:09 remaining. York College coming back the other way. With a basketball is Rindles. Rindles with the ball. Rindles finds Lindberg. Lindberg, deep corner. Lene collapses on him. Lindbergh with the basketball out near the perimeter. Comes back over to Dalton Franken. Right side pass Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles to Lindbergh. 16 to shoot. Looking for the post up. Lindbergh fouled on the play. Kyle Lindbergh is fouled on the play. Zach Lane picks up his the third personal foul. And a timeout on the floor, charged to the Hastings College Broncos. 15:46 left to go. It's going to get wild. It's going to get tense. Great way to close the 2013 calendar year at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Dort College leading 50-42. It's been entertaining thus far. Still got a ways to go. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
So, Linda, did you call?
15:46 left to go in this ball game. Dort College 50, Hastings 42. Both teams with players in foul trouble. Dort College a little more serious in that Tyler Waltersdorf has four. Hastings has four players with three fouls each. Austin Kachi will inbound the basketball. That was team foul number six, by the way, on Hastings. So Dort College a foul away from getting into the bonus. They get the ball inbounded to Rindles. Rindles in the right corner. Morrison's back in the ballgame. They feed it to Franken. Franken lost it, and it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. They're letting them play a little bit more. I don't think any of these officials right now at this point want to aggravate the situation with either coaching staff any further. Rindles to throw it in. Gets it in Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking down low for Den Herter. Lindbergh down to the baseline. Fires it back out front. Rindles. Rindles underneath. Den Herter. Layup good. David Den Herter finishing with six. Dort College leads 52-42. Hastings basketball out front. Morrison. Morrison with it on the left wing. Morrison has the dribble. He passes right side Reinwald. Reinwald with it out front. Lohman guarded there by Kachi. They give it to Morrison. Morrison high post to Fall. Fall to Morrison. Morrison another three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Lindbergh. He's the first man to the ball after it bounces one time. Lindbergh into the front court. Kyle driving the lane. Lays it up with the right hand. Good! 2-point basket. Kyle Lindbergh. He's got 10 and the defenders lead 54-42. 14:48 left to play in this contest. With the basketball is Reinwald. Reinwald dumps it down low for Fall. Fall banging his way in, and we've got a foul on the play called on Dort College. And it's going to go against David Den Herter. Den Herter has just picked up his third. Well, it's going to be about foul management for Dort College, especially in the post. And shooting free throws will be a boo fall. Fall today, 2 for 5 from the charity stripe. Free throw for Fall is up and good. It's the first time tonight that he's made the front end of a two-shot situation. He's got 9 points, and he's got another one on the way. Well, talking to Coach Ross Dalma this week, he said these two players, Fall and Morrison, a pair of transfers, have really helped this Hastings team, and a renewed interest in playing defensive basketball has also helped them. A lot of players back from last year's squad. Right side it goes Kachi. Kachi gives it up Rindles. Rindles right corner Franken. Dalton back over to Austin. Austin with the basketball. Gives it up Rindles. Rindles, Franken. Franken high rising long two. Got it. 2-point basket. Dalton Franken. He's got 17. Dort College leads 56-44. Morrison with the basketball. 14:10 remaining. Morrison passes right side Fall. Abu Fall with the basketball. They give it up Morrison. Morrison with it left wing. Comes back over to Reinwald. He hits and misses the three, no good. Hastings settling for threes right now. And Dalton Franken lost it, and they're going to say it was touched. Well, no touch on the play. Those are the kind that'll give you gray hair. It'll be Hastings basketball. Lallman with it. Dort College leading by a dozen. 13:55 left to go in the game. Morrison with it. They look for the curl down low for Lohman. Comes back over to Fall. Fall drives in and he travels with it. That young man is going to be a handful here in the second half of the season. Abu Fall, 6'7". He reminds me of the big kid from Cardinal Stritch last year, about 6'6", 6'7", just a physical presence. Traveled with it that time, though. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles gives it up to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Kachi. Kachi to Rindles. Rindles weaving his way in. He's underneath. Lays it up. Good. Two-point basket for Nathan Rindles. His first field goal of the second half. Dort College leads 58-44. Dort College wants another stop. And Hastings is going to ask for another timeout. They've got two left. Coach Bill Gabbers using another timeout. 13:19 remaining. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Hastings basketball. They pass it left side. Comes back over to Morrison. Morrison with it on the right wing. Fall. Fall on the right side. Morrison. Morrison left side. Lohman guarded by Kachi. Lohman spins. His fadeaway from 12 whispers it through. Brady Lohman with 8. Dort College leads 58-46. With the basketball is Lindbergh. Lindbergh ahead to Rindles. Rindles underneath Franken. Franken, turnaround. Tough shot. Got it to go. He got pushed on the play. There was no call. He's got 19. Dort College leads 60-48 as the two teams swap buckets. 60-46. Lohman's heating up. Brady Lohman with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 60-48. Don't let him get off. With the basketball is Lindbergh, and Lindbergh is fouled on the play by Lene. Zach Lene whistled for his fourth personal. 12:21 left to go, and Dort College will shoot a 1-1 in the form of Kyle Lindbergh. The horses are getting rid pretty hard today. 10 for Lindbergh so far. Shooting a 1-1. 12:21 left to go in the ball game. So Lindbergh to shoot the 1-1. Free throw is up. Good. Lindbergh today 3-for-4. He's got another one coming. Don't be surprised if Coach Ross Dama calls a timeout here after the made free throw. He likes to do that. Set up defense, change things up. We'll see. Might be a little too early for it yet. 12:21 left to go in the half, in the ballgame, that is. And Lindbergh rolls that one in, and Coach Ross Dalma will let it ride. Dort College leads 62-48. Get the ball out of the hands of Brady Lohman. He is hot. He can cook it up really quickly. Last year he scored 18 in a row against the defenders in a game down there at Hastings. Stops. Gets it outside Reinwald. Reinwald, jumper, no good. Rebound taken down. And a travel on the play called on Abu Fall after he had wrestled the offensive rebound away. Well, David Denherter is just going to have to battle and battle right now. Tyler Waltersdorf is on the bench with four personals. You've got Lindbergh on the floor as well. This is the post right now for the defender, so we'll see what David can do here today against a pretty good player. Pass comes to Kachi. He's just got to battle for everything he's worth. Comes over to Lindbergh. Dort College by 14. 62-48. Lindbergh with the basketball. Kyle gets it in. Over to Franken. Franken. Three, no good. Rebound. Denherter. Denherter. It's down on the floor. Fall with it. It's still loose. And now a jump ball called. Alternating possession. And David Denherter, Nathan Rindles, sticking their nose in and forcing a tie-up on the play. That can be important as the game progresses. That foul, by the way, on Lene earlier was his fourth, if I didn't note it. 11:35 left to go in this one. Both teams starting to show some signs of fatigue. Luke Langner out on the floor, directing Bryce Skelhaus where to wipe up some moisture after that tangle of three bodies. Dort College by 14. Here comes Hastings. Left side pass, Lohman. Lohman with the basketball. Lohman gives to Hamburger. Hamburger, fall. Fall. Shot, good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Yabu Fall with 12 points. 62-50, pending the free throw. Akeem Morrison will be checking in shortly. That's foul number 4 on David Denherter. Now Coach Ross Dama with a decision. Going to get Sumner in. Then Herder is out, and Dort College is going to go with a small lineup. Critical point here, 11:22 left to go in the game. Dort College juggling lineups. They've got foul trouble. Free throw on the way for Fall. Trying to make it an 11-point ball game. Free throw by Fall is up. In and out, no good. Rebound taken by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh gives it up. Dort College walks it into the front court with Rindles. Rindles back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. 11-10 remaining. Lindbergh passes right corner. Rindles. Rindles back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Sumner. Sumner to Franken. Franken down to the baseline. And he is fouled on the play. He's going to go to the free throw line for a 1-1. That's a mismatch. Let's see if Dort College can exploit it. Foul called on Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald picks up his second. If I remember correctly, Reinwald, when he was a freshman of the year in the conference. Had a knee injury that forced him to miss last year. So had probably his best game of the year so far. Franken, free throw, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh races for the offensive rebound. Terpstra, three, in and out, no good. Rebound down on the floor. It's picked up by Hastings. Dort College leads 62-50. Franken misses his first free throw after making eight in a row. He's now 8-for-11 from the charity stripe. Hastings with the basketball. They pass it down low. Lene. Lene puts it up. Blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound, Lindbergh. He gets it away to Franken. Dalton into the front court. Dalton feeds corner Terp. Terpstra drives in. Puts it up. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. Alex Terpstra, unable to get it to go. How many have Dort College had, that hung on the rim and fell out after they were fouled on the play? Terp will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 10:28 left to go in the game. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 6.5 points per game average for Terpstra this season. Checking out of the ball game is Lene. And a free throw on the way for Terpstra, trying to stretch it back to 14. Tense battle. Second free throw is up and good. Terpstra makes them both. Dort College leads 14. 64-50. 10:25 left to go in the game. Morrison with it out front. Morrison with the basketball. Dort College has gone to a smaller lineup. Hastings trying to counter. Morrison out front. 20. Morrison passes, left side Lawman, guarded by Sumner. Dort College trying to squeeze out some minutes. Driving in is Lawman. Lawman gets the pass, three, no good. Rebound Lindbergh, and he's fouled on the play. Oh my goodness. Who'd they call the foul on? They call it on Terpstra. I thought Lindbergh got fouled by a Hastings player. Instead, they're going to send Jake Hamburger to the free throw line for a 1-1. 9:59 left to go in the game. Dort College, 64-50. Free throw by Hamburger. In and out, no good. Rebound tap, controlled by Rindles. Rindles comes up with it. Rindles with his hair on fire up the right sideline. Picks up his dribble. He comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Rindles. Rindles right side to Sumner. Sumner dumps it off for Lindbergh. Lindbergh gathers himself, and he's fouled on the play. The thing about this Hastings defense, if you can get the ball on the floor and get just a slight advantage, they're forced to come over on the help. And Lindbergh, fouled in the act of shooting, will go to the free throw line to shoot two, I believe. Well, it's double bonus time as well for the defenders, and that's foul number three on Hamburger. Free throw by Lindbergh is up and good. Kyle now with 13. He's got another one on the way, stretching it out to a 65-50 advantage. Dort College getting some critical rest for some of their players here. Another free throw on the way for Lindbergh. That one's up and good. Lindbergh makes them both. Dort College leads 66-50. Now you want another defensive stop. Muddy it up one more time. Pass goes left side over to Reinwald. Reinwald guarded there by Lindbergh. They swing it right side to Morrison. Morrison down to the baseline. Morrison back over to Reinwald. Reinwald, the cutter, Hamburger. Hamburger layup, good. He's fouled. Jake Hamburger will go to the free throw line for the three-point play. Austin Kachi is going to check back into the ballgame. Dort College leads 66-52. Checking out will be Terp. Alex Terpstra checks out. He's got two personals. Hamburger to shoot a free throw, trying to complete the three-point play. He's got 5 points today. He missed on his last trip. And this one straight through to the bottom of the well. Cuts the 16-point lead down to 13, 66-53. York College with the basketball, Dalton Frank, and 9:20 remaining. He's guarded there by Reinwald. He comes out to Kachi. Kachi guarded by Lohman. Kachi gives it up to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner gives it up, Franken. Franken at the top of the key. Dalton with the basketball. He's going to drive the lane. Lays it up. No good, but he's fouled on the play. And two free throws on the way for Dalton Franken. Dort College was able to clear it out. Franken exploded to the hoop. And a foul on the play called on Hastings. And that's going to be on the Hastings College Broncos. Tobin Reinwald, he picks up his third. Dalton Franken to the free throw line to shoot two more. This one could take a while. Dort College is in the double bonus and attacking the hoop. Free throw up and good for Franken. Franken with 20. Leading all scorers so far today. Another free throw on the way for Franken. Dalton's free throw is up and good. 68-53. Dort College by 15. 9 minutes remaining. Hastings basketball, Morrison. Morrison passes over to Lohman. Lohman with the ball on the left wing. He passes right side, Reinwald. Reinwald, Hamburger. Hamburger gives it up to Lohman. Lohman with the basketball. Lohman picks up his dribble. He comes back over to Reinwald. Reinwald, Morrison. Morrison with it on the right wing. Morrison back to Lohman. 10 seconds to shoot. Lohman down to the baseline. Whispers it up, whispers it down. Good grief. Off the dribble, as good as they come. 68-55. Dort College by Baker's dozen. Back the other way we go. Right side to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner into the lane. Nothing there. Back over to Franken. Franken against Reinwald. And Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line for another two free throws. Reinwald has just picked up his fourth personal. For Hastings, it's becoming difficult to try and match up with Franken. Coach Bill Gabbers on the Hastings bench contemplating his options. 8:21 left to go in the game. Free throw by Franken is in and out, no good. Halfway down, pops back out. 15 free throws today for Franken. So far he's, 14 free throws for Franken so far. And thus far he's 10 of 14. Another free throw on the way for Franken, trying to stretch it back to 14. And this one's up and good. So he makes one of two. He is now, if my math is correct, 11 for 14. Dort College leads 69-55. With it on the right side is Lohman. Lohman. Lohman's going to split the defense. He travels with it. No, he's pushed. They're going to send Lohman to the free throw line for a 1-1. That foul's going to go on Dalton Franken. That's going to be his second. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Lohman. Lohman, an 82% free throw shooter. Dort College leading 69-55. Dort College is led by as many as 16. Hastings is cutting into the lead at the free throw line. 69-56 on the made bucket, or the made free throw by Lohman. He cashes in on the front end of the 1-1. Free throw by Lohman is up and good. So Lohman makes them both. He's got 14 points, 10 in the second half. Dort College leads 69-57. Lindbergh is fouled in the backcourt. About 90 feet from the hoop. Ball's going to go on Brett Wells. Wells picks up the personal. And Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Lindbergh to shoot a pair. For Dort College now, that almost looked like, well, that's foul number four on Wells. Free throw on the way for Lindbergh. Too strong, no good. Another free throw on the way for Lindbergh. Trying to stretch it out to 13. Tobin Reinwald's going to check back into the ballgame with four personals. Brett Wells will check out. So you trade one player with four for another with four. Another free throw on the way for Lindbergh. Out of the knee bend. His free throw is up, and that one's straight down. Lindbergh here in the second half, 6 for 7 from the free throw line, 7 of 9 total. Dort College leading 70-57. With it out front is Hamburger. Hamburger over to Lohman. If they're going to make a comeback, I believe Lohman's going to be critical. 2-point basket for Jake Hamburger. And it's 70-59. York College with an 11-point lead. With the basketball in the backcourt, it's Franken. Franken over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Rindles. Rindles, layup, right hand, left side, good. Nate Rindles with a two-point basket as they attack the press. Hastings coming back the other way. Lohman with the basketball, sloppy ball handling, no call made. Comes over to Morrison. Morrison with it, gives it back over to Reinwald. Reinwald with the basketball, back over to Morrison. Morrison, Lohman. Lohman looking, feeds it underneath. Layup is good for Reinwald. Reinwald with a two-point basket, and Hastings will pull the press off. Comes over to Sumner. They don't care. Here comes Franken. Franken, shot no good, and a delayed call. And again, I guarantee you, if that shot goes in, the foul doesn't get called. Foul on the play called on the Hastings College Broncos. And Tobin Reinwald is done for the day. He checks out with 15 points. And 7:07 remaining. And Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Checking into the ballgame will be Abu Fall. Dalton Franken to shoot a pair. And Dalton Franken will shoot two. 7:07 left to go in the game. Let's see if Dort College can polish this one off. It's going to be a tense final, 7:07. Free throw by Franken is up and good. Dalton buries the first one. He's got 23 points. Another free throw on the way for Dalton Franken. So Dalton trying to make it a 13-point ball game, and he does so. He is not bad. 74-61, Dort College leading. Hastings basketball. Morrison out front. Comes out front, Lohman. Lohman beats it to Morrison. Morrison with the basketball. Morrison comes out front, Lohman. Lohman, three-pointer, top of the key, off the back iron, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh has been a man on the boards today. Lindbergh with the basketball. He passes left side, Rindles. Rindles over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff with it on the wing. Isolation play against Fall. Comes back over to Franken. Franken with the basketball out front. Dort College is going to use some clock. 6:30 left to play in the game. 15 on the shot clock. They go over to Kachi. Kachi rolls it inside Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. 10 to shoot, working against Lene. Fade away, jumper, no good. Rebound fought for, and we've got a foul on the play called on Hastings, and I believe that's going to be on Abu Fall. Fall picks up his fourth. Free throws on the way for Ty. Two free throws coming here for Tyler Walterstorff. You get the feeling it's just a couple stops and a couple executions away on the offensive end, and Dort College can salt this one away and put themselves in a pretty good position. First free throw by Tyler is up and good. He's got nine. He's been limited by foul trouble. Another free throw on the way. It's 75-61. 6:19 remaining in the contest. Second free throw by Tyler is up strong. It rattles around, won't fall through. 75-61, Dort College by 14. 6:16 remaining. Hastings basketball. With it up front is Blum. Blum with the basketball. Blum gives it up to Hamburger. Hamburger, Lohman. Lohman, Hamburger. Hamburger, three. Got it. They're going to keep gunning. You got to keep defending. Dort College leads 75-64. With the basketball is Rindles. Rindles hesitates, kicks it over to Walterstorff, back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Rindles. Rindles right side, Kachi. Kachi splits the defense, puts it up with the right hand, good. Austin Kachi with 8 points. He's taken what they've given him. Dort College leads by Baker's dozen. Back the other way, Lohman. Lohman step back, gets it over to Blum. Blum with the basketball, back to Hamburger. Hamburger, Lene. And Lene is fouled on the play, and that's going to be it for Ty. Mix and match time now for Coach Ross Dalma. And Tyler's going to foul out of the game with 9 points. 5:33 left to go in regulation. Dort College leads 77-64. Brian. Ryan Sumner will check in for Tyler Waltersdorf. Sador College will go small again. Fortunately, Hastings doesn't have a lot of size if you don't have Abu Fall on the floor. He's a 6'7 senior. Beyond that, it's a lot of 6'4 and 6'5 athletes. Lene is 6'5. And he'll go to the free throw line for two, will Zach Lene. Dort College leading by a baker's dozen, 77-64, 5:33 remaining. First free throw is off, no good. This has been a tense battle. Dort College leading by 13. Still long ways to go in it. Another free throw on the way for Lene. This one is up, knuckleballs it up there, and it drops through after kicking off the front of the rim. Lene, 3-for-4 today from the free throw line. Dort College leads 77-65. Rindles with the basketball. 5:25 and counting. Rindles passes over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Reversal over to Sumner. Sumner gives it up Rindles, and Rindles is fouled on the play by Blum. Silly foul that time. Blum couldn't help himself. He reaches in. He hacks the arm, and we're going to shoot two more free throws, this time on Nate Rindles at the charity stripe. So Rindles will go to the free throw line. First free throw by Rindles is up and good. 14 for Rindles. Another free throw coming for Nate Rindles, the sophomore. Trying to reestablish a 14-point lead, and he does so. Dort College is going to shoot a ton of free throws before this one is done. 79-65, Dort College by 14. Hastings basketball, Lallman guarded there by Kachi. Lallman has helped his team, Lene. Lene down to the baseline. Trying to turn against Lindbergh. Comes back over to Blum. Blum, three, off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Hamburger. Hamburger down to the baseline. And his shot is up off the glass. Good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Dort College has given up too many of those right now. Hamburger will go to the free throw line to shoot a free throw. 79-67. Hastings continues to just try and pound away. They try to mix and match themselves. So Hamburger shooting a free throw. He is 1-for-2 today. Dort College leads 79-67 pending a free throw. 4:58 left to go in the game. So the free throw on the way for Hamburger is up and good. So he completes the three-point play. Hamburger now with 14. Dort College leads 79-68. Dort College has used one timeout. Pass comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball on the wing. Lindbergh driving in, lays it up with the right hand, left side, good. Kyle Lindbergh with a two-point basket. 81-68, he's got 17. Hastings for the basketball, Lallman. Lallman passes right side, Morrison. Morrison to Lene. Lene with the basketball, back over to Morrison. Morrison will cast up the three, and sooner or later he's going to make one, and he does. His first points of the day, Dort College leads 81-71. 4:25 left to go in the contest. With the basketball is Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, 4:20. Comes over to Rindles. Dort College has five timeouts left, and Morrison commits the foul. And I believe he has just fouled out. Dort College will... No, he's got four. Akeem Morrison picks up his fourth. Nate Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 4:15 remaining in the game. This one's going to take a while. Free throw by Nate is up and good. Another free throw coming for Rindles. Rindles, a 90% free throw shooter, extends the lead to 82-71. Free throw by Nate is up and through. And there's your timeout. Ross Dommel wants to call the timeout, talk things over with his squad, leading 83-71. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Keep it tuned to You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College up a dozen. And it'll be Hastings basketball with 4:15 left to go in the ballgame. Taking a look at the Hastings season thus far. This is the most points they've given up. The previous high water mark was 81, given up against Northwestern in a win, 90-81. 4 minutes remaining in this contest. Morrison with the basketball. They go high post. Jumper from the free throw line is good for Brett Walls. Walls with 12. Dort College leads 83-73. 3:55 left to go in the game. with the basketball, Lindbergh. Lindbergh right side, Rindles. Rindles over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi, they gamble into the passing lane. It comes back over to Franken. Dalton down to the baseline, puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound tapped out, and now Lindbergh's going to be called for a foul. And a free throw on the way for Kyle Lindbergh, Hastings. This one's far from over, folks. Lindbergh picks up his third. Dort College by double digits. Sumner's going to check into the ballgame. And a double bonus coming here for Brett Wells. Wells is 2 for 2. He's a 64% free throw shooter. And that one's good. 83-74 with another free throw coming for Hastings. David Denherter's going to check out. 3:41 left to go in the game. Wells with 13. Hastings trying to mount a comeback. Tyler Walterstorff is out with 5 fouls. Second free throw by Wells is good. It's an 8-point ball game, 83-75. So Wells makes them both, and the defenders bring it up. This is Lindbergh with it. 3:30 and counting now. 27 on the shot clock. Comes over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh had a seam. Sumner, 3. Ice in his veins. No. Tap by Lindbergh. It's taken now by Lene. Taken back by the defenders. And now a foul called on the play against Dort College on the rebound. That's going to go on Nate Rindles. And Hastings with a chance to cut the lead from 8-6. Nate Rindles whistled for his second on the rebound. And going to the free throw line will be Zach Lene. Hastings continues to scrap. Dort College was up at one point, 66-50. That was at about the 10-minute mark. Free throw by Lene is up and good, and Hastings cutting into the lead at the free throw stripe. The Dort College lead is 7, 83-76. Dort College has 4 timeouts left. Hastings has 2. 83-77, Dort College by 6, and Hastings has made it interesting. Dort College turns it over. Blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. 3:13 left to go in regulation. Dort College with the basketball and the lead, inbounding. Sumner looking. Gets it into Rindles. Rindles up the floor. Nathan Rindles with the basketball. Rindles underneath, Kachi, Kachi layup, good. Austin Kachi attacks the basket. It'll be an 8-point ball game, 85-77. Lohman with it, comes back to Morrison. Morrison buries the three. Morrison with the three, he's got 6. It's 85-80, Dort College by 5. 2:56 left to go in the game. Timeout on the floor, charge to Hastings. Back for more after this. 2:56 left to go in this game. Hastings continuing to chip away. Dort College basketball. The Broncos will show full court pressure defense. Double bonus free throws. Double bonus free throws for both teams. Dort College a little rattled right now. They've got to fight through it. They get it into Lindbergh. Dort College will clear. Lindbergh will bring it up. Kyle with the basketball across half court. 2:47 remaining in this ballgame. Lindbergh gives it off to Rindles. Dort College needs a bucket. Rindles with it on the right side. Nate picks up his dribble. Gets it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Comes to Kachi. 10 to shoot for the defenders. 2:30 remaining. Kachi wants a ball screen. Kachi puts it up. No call made on the foul. In the lane, though, picking it up is Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the 2-point basket on the putback. He got the gift. He's got 19. Kachi got hacked on the arm. With the basketball up front, Hastings. Hamburger with it. Hamburger, and we've got an illegal screen called on the Hastings College Broncos. That foul's going to go on Brady Lohman. Lohman whistled for the personal foul, and that is his first. 87-80. Dort College leading by 7. With it, Sumner. Sumner can't find anyone. And now the defenders will have to regroup. They burn a timeout to save the possession. A 30-second timeout called by the defenders. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Well, moments ago, Austin Kachi got hacked on the arm on a three-pointer, and there was no call. But Lindberg was able to pick up the loose basketball in the lane and got the two-pointer to drop. Kyle Lindberg will bring the basketball up now against token pressure by Wells. Picking up the basketball is Lindberg. Lindberg gets it over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Hastings has picked up the defensive pressure one more notch. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi hands it off to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball creates the mismatch. Kachi, three, bang, bang, bang. 13 for Austin Kachi, 90-80 Dort College, answering the run by Hastings with a five-point run of their own. Three-pointer corner, no good. Rindles with the rebound, and he's fouled on the play. Foul called on Zach Lane. 1:28 left to go in the contest. When the DeWitt is full and the crowd is into it, as they have been from the start today, there is no better place. 90-80 our score. Lane checks out of the ball game. Nathan Rindles to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Free throw by Rindles is up and down. Another one on the way for Nate. He's got 18. These boys are going to sleep well tonight. Going to sleep that much better if they hang on for the win. 91-80. Dort College with the 11-point advantage. Another free throw by Nate. Up and down. 92-80. Dort College leading by a dozen. Hastings basketball. Left side with it. Driving is Hamburger. Hamburger fouled on the play. And Dalton Franken picks up the personal. That's his third. Nathan, 92-80. Dort College by a dozen. Shooting free throws will be Jake Hamburger. Two free throws on the way for Hamburger. First one is up and good. He's got 15. Another one coming. 1:21 left to go in the game. Dort College trying to run their winning streak to 10 in a row. Both free throws made by Hamburger. It's 92-82. Sumner to inbound. He gets it in to Lindberg. Dort College still with a double-digit lead. Lindberg will bring it up. Lindberg with the basketball. He hands it off to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles, left side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner gives it up Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Kyle Lindberg with the basketball. Kyle with the ball. Passes over to Sumner. Sumner under a minute to play. Sumner gets it back over to Rindles, and Rindles is fouled on the play by Carson Blum, and Blum is gone. 52.1 seconds remaining. Blum fouls out. He fouls out without scoring a basket today by my count. Nate Rindles will go to the free throw line. He's got 19. 92-82, Dort College by 10. And checking into the ballgame for the first time today for the Hastings College Broncos will be Alex Thayer. Thayer checks in for the first time today. Thayer, and the free throw by Rindles is good. Rindles now 9 for 9 from the free throw line. He's got a cool 20. Another free throw on the way for Rindles. Puts it up. Puts it down. Nate Rindles with 21, and the defenders lead 94-82. 94-82, 45 seconds remaining. Lallman, jumper in the lane, drops it through. Brady Lallman with 16. It had been pretty quiet, though. He had some in that run where Hastings made a ball game of it again. Bringing the basketball up will be Austin Kachi against Brady Lallman. Kachi takes it up the floor, passes right corner over to Rindles. Rindles back over to Lindberg. Kachi passes over to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball near midcourt. 20 seconds left on the game clock, 10 on the shot clock, 16 seconds. Dort College is going to improve to 13-1, 6-0 in the conference. Lindberg, 15-footer, straight on, no good. Rebound tipped and taken away by Franken. Ball's down on the floor, out of bounds, 2 seconds remaining. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball one more time. Hastings enters 5-0. They will leave 5-1 in the GPAC. They enter 10-1 overall. They will leave 10-2 overall. Dort College with a 94-84 win. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break. We'll be back with the Wireless World post-game wrap-up right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders improve to... I want to double-check this. They all run together after a while. I'm going to be honest with you. Dort College 14-1 now, 7-0 in the conference. Hastings falls to 5-1 in the conference and 10-2 overall. The Dort College defenders led 36-35 at halftime. Dort College scored the first 4 points of the second half and never trailed. They pushed the lead up to as many as 16 at 66-50. Hastings would close to as close as 85-80. Just taking a look at my running score. At one point, Dort College was up 83-71. Hastings then outscored them 9-2 to cut that lead down to 5, 85-80. Dort College responded with 7 points in a row to make it 92-80 the final, or I should say the lead, and Dort College rode it in for the win, 94-84. Dort College led unofficially by Dalton Franken with 24 points. Hastings College topped by Brady Lohman with 16. Let's take a break. You're listening to the Wireless World postgame wrap. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
You are at the...
Here's your number, 48. What is that, you ask? The free throws shot by Dort College today, they converted 39 of them in a game that turned into a foul fest. 53 fouls called between the two, and I'm quite certain not all of them were called. But Dort College rides that in for the 94-84 win today. The Dort College defenders improved to 14-1 in the conference overall, 7-0 in the conference. Hastings 10-2 overall, 5-1 in the GPAC. Dort College 26 of 45 from the floor, 57.8%. 3 of 11 on threes, 27.3%. 39 of 48 from the free throw line for 81.3%. Hastings 29 of 56 from the floor, 5 for 21 on threes, 21 of 27 on free throws. Dort College out-rebounded Hastings 32-21. And turnovers, Dort College commits 4 turnovers in the second half. They turn that around. They committed 14 total. Hastings had 13. Coach Ross Dalma takes a seat beside me. And, Coach, we talked yesterday about this Hastings team and how improved they were and the respect that your team and coaching staff had for them and the way they were playing the game right now. They were as good as advertised, and your team had to withstand a very good opponent and a very worthy opponent at this point of the Great Plains Athletic Conference season, and your team just had a little bit more, it seemed, today.
Mike, I thought our kids really played hard today. I thought we really played tough. I liked how we responded to some runs that Hastings made, particularly in the first half, where we jumped out to an early lead, and then they got us back on our heels for a while, and I thought our guys did a good job of regrouping and getting the ship righted. And, yeah, we just slowly grinded things away in the final 20 minutes there where we got up on top to start the second half. Did a pretty good job on the boards and just was able to kind of nullify any big runs. They did make a run at us there late. Credit them for hitting shots. Some of it was self-induced on our part, too, with some goofy turnovers.
some goofy turnovers, and you're able to withstand that. You call a timeout. You're up five. You've got some youth mixed in with some very veteran players, and here we are 15 games into the season. I don't think we can talk about youth any longer with this group. They've grown up fast. They've played a lot of minutes. You've got to be happy with the way they responded coming out of that timeout.
They did. They did a really good job, Mike. I've said it a number of times, but it bears repeating. I think Kyle Lindbergh and Austin Kotchi's leadership has been really significant, really influential. Tyler Walterstorff's toughness that he permeates, and Nathan Rendell's much improved play from a year ago. And granted, last year he didn't get a lot of opportunities with Cliff, but Nathan has really seized the opportunities and has been really good down the stretch of games. He had in addition to making his free throws down the stretch, he had a great play to get Kotchi a layup in transition against pressure, and he also found Kotchi for a wide open three that pushed the lead from 7 to 10 late.
I thought Austin, a day where he really just took what was there. He didn't try to press it, didn't take a lot of shots. 4 for 7 from the floor. He guarded Lohman for the most part. Lohman got his, and you figure he's going to, but I would say for a significant amount of that ball game, Austin Kotchi played pretty well on defense and solid on offense.
He did. Austin had a great game. You're right, and then he didn't force action. Offensively and defensively, you know, he really wanted the assignment of guarding Lohman, who is the reigning conference player of the week and has had an outstanding season, averaging 19. And that was good. I think Kyle Lindbergh really seized an opportunity after Reinwald was torching us in the first half. Kyle stepped up and really squeezed him, and he only scored 2 the rest of the way. So it was a good effort by those two seniors to lead the way. And to have success this season, those two need to do that. And thus far, they've really been influential on our younger players.
Talk about preparing for this Hastings team, the defensive pressure that they put on. Now, I haven't seen every one of your games because of the overlap with football and volleyball and such. Was this the best defensive team that you've seen this year?
Yeah. They do a great job of shoving you out about 5 feet above the arc, sitting in gaps where it's hard to penetrate, especially baseline. And they don't allow anything easy to go into the post. So those three components there were really difficult. I think Hastings is an outstanding team. We just hit some free throws today and got a couple key stops, but it's two very evenly matched teams.
Finals week this week, Martin Luther then on Thursday. What do you do on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with finals going on?
Well, we got a lot of young kids, obviously, Mike, on our roster, 7 that are on the varsity roster alone, and we just talked about the importance of the next 3.5 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and the morning of Thursday, where those guys will be taking finals. It's really important for them to do well, and they got to prepare for it. And we've been talking about it for 2 weeks, but now it's here. And to assist them, we're going to practice just for an hour Monday morning just to get together, give them Monday afternoon, evening off, not practice on Tuesday at all. Go for an hour and a half or so together again on Wednesday during a break, and then go play Martin Luther on Thursday. Probably won't be as good on Thursday, but we need to make sure that we take care of those things first.
We obviously want all of those freshmen around and in uniform for second semester, and that's a reality in college basketball, college athletics. Got to take care of those things.
Right, and I don't think we're in any problem as far as eligibility, but a lot of those guys are on academic scholarships, and we need them to get to the 3-point, and we work on that all semester long and stay and monitor that very closely. And next week it's game week in a different manner, Monday through Thursday.
Coach, I don't have anything else to add. Great start to the season. Let's see if we can keep it rolling one more before we head into the Christmas break.
For sure. Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma, and let's take a look at the numbers before we wind it down on the Wireless World postgame wrap. The Door College Defenders, I gave you the totals. Here are the points for the individuals. Dalton Franken, 24 points. Nate Rendell's, 21. Rendell's 5 of 9 from the floor, 10 for 10 on free throws. Dalton Franken, 5 of 9 from the floor, 13 of 17 on free throws. 19 points for Kyle Lindbergh, 13 for Austin Kotchi, 9 for Tyler Walterstorff, 6 for David Denherter, 2 for Alex Terpstra. for Hastings. 16 points by Jake Hamburger. 16 points for Brady Lohman. 15 points for Tobin Reinwald. 14 for Brett Wells. 12 for Abu Fall. 6 points for Akeem Morrison. 5 for Zach Lene. Rebounds. Tobin Reinwald and Zach Lene had 5 each for the Broncos. 4 for Abu Fall. For Dort College, they were topped by Kyle Lindbergh's 9. Dalton Franken ended up with 7. 5 assists for Nate Rindles. 1 steal in 38 minutes of play. Kyle Lindbergh, 2 assists to go along with 9 rebounds, 3 blocks, and 2 steals in 37 minutes of action. Dalton Franken ends up with 2 steals in 36 minutes of play. David Denherter, I believe, he had 6 points and 2 rebounds. And Alex Terpstra, 2 points in 5 minutes of action this evening. Hastings College, you got 5 assists from Brady Lohman, 3 steals as well for Lohman, 37 minutes of action. The Dort College Defenders victorious today, 94-84 over the Hastings College Broncos. They'll go into the Christmas holiday 7-0 in the conference. Have to play that non-conference game with Martin Luther next Thursday night in New Ulm, Minnesota. Dort College will enter that one 14-1 overall. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Taking a quick scan of Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball scores from today. First of all, in men's basketball, it was Concordia over Mount Marty, 81-67. Morningside drops Nebraska Wesleyan, 81-71. Midland a winner over Northwestern. I don't have the final on that one. Doan and Dakota Wesleyan will be playing this evening. So Midland gets the win today over Northwestern. So Dort College is 7-0. Hastings is 5-1. Midland is 6-1. Briarcliff was idle in conference play. Morningside is 4-2. Nebraska Wesleyan is 2-3. Northwestern falls to 2-4. Doan plays tonight. Concordia won. They're 2-5. Dakota Wesleyan plays tonight. Mount Marty falls to 0-6. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.